The illusion becomes three-dimensional object. You can touch, feel, experience the body. They are one and the same. How? One is called ideations and the other is called the object. I usually call ideation as idea and the object. If you understand this relationship, then you can, like Jesus or Buddha or Shiva or Vishnu, can manifest just by thinking about it. Jesus said to somebody, see, a blind person he saw. And he used a mantra, and I talked about it in another video. I strongly recommend that you go and see that video, where without wasting time or methods, you can manifest. Ephata, Ephata is the sound. But anyway, let's go to idea and the object. You hold the idea, keep on holding it. That is all the coaching is about. And there comes a time that you will see the merger of idea and object with inside of you. Then you are an ordinary seer and also a real prophetic seer. This is the highest science. If you want to manifest something, don't say that I have to go get a job and create skills and this job is $100 an hour or $200 an hour. $5,000 an hour. There are people making even $1 million an hour. Why? Fundamentally, they had the idea to make that kind of money, $1 million, 1 second or 1 minute. And everything originates from idea. Deep down, you had an idea, and that idea is punctured, fractured. And the whole reason why I'm teaching this, to fix the fractured mind, fractured seeing, fractured understanding, fractured brain, all by not going to a surgeon or anybody, nobody can help. But the yogis can help, the seers can help, the Buddha can help. How? Just merge the two. Go on watching how your eye sees the one-dimensional thought and the three-dimensional object.